These persons over here are part of the CFX band, those who have served in the past as well as those who are serving now. And as we come to this place of worship, the first thing I would like to say to the family is, don't look around right now, but when you do, you will be amazed. The church is full. And there could be more. And we have come to stand with you during this time to let you know that while we feel as you feel, we also know that you feel even deeper. And our presence here with you today is to help you, all of us, to bring what we have to God and to find His grace that will be sufficient for this day. And most of all, to celebrate a life well lived and a life that mattered and made a difference. To you as mother and father and to sister. And, you know, a person who has been a mother and spouse, a person who has been a friend, you know better than anybody else what Anique has meant. So I want to say to you, as we gather here, we love her too. Jesus said to his disciples before he left this earthly life, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." There are two kinds of peace. Both of them are good. There's the peace that the world can give, and we're grateful for that. Most of us have experienced that. There have been times when we have said this has been a good day. There have been times when we've been content. There have been times when we've been happy. There have been times when we've seen what we've liked to see. But those times are fleeting, and those times don't last. And oftentimes we wonder if those times even matter in the end, when it's all said and done. But there is another kind of peace. It's the peace that Christ gives. It surpasses all understanding. Because it's the peace that says ultimately all will be well, no matter whether I am happy now or not, whether I am burdened now or not, whether I get what I want right now or not. It is the peace that allows us to sing, "It is well with my soul," and to know that this peace will last. We can only agree with St. Paul, who wrote to the Philippians, "This is the peace that surpasses all understanding." And this is the peace that Christ offers you and me, all of us who are gathered here today. I'd like to say a few words about Anique. First of all, she loved her family, she loved her friends, she made friends so easy. She enjoyed singing, she enjoyed music. She was in the CFX band. She was also a part of a group that traveled around, and U2 Charist did marvelous things raising money for ministries and nonprofit organizations. Anique gave herself freely to others. Anique loved adventure, and I'm not so sure I'd want to go with her on some of those adventures. I remember one time I was on the treadmill at the wellness center, and they said, "Whatever you do, don't come to the beach. This is going to be one of the worst hurricanes." And then I heard that Anique was going to the beach to see what it would look like. Well, she introduced herself to my lovely wife, Polly, one time by saying, "Hey, my name is Anique, and you can remember it because it's like unique, but you put an A in front." Well, that's the best way to sum it up, isn't it? Anique. Unique. And in so many ways, I saw Anique live out her faith through the different series of messages that we would have and worship services we would have in celebration, one of which was, "Live like you're dying." What does that mean? It means to live one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. It means to speak sweeter, love deeper, and give forgiveness. And more than anything else, that's what Anique wanted to do. Recently, our series has been the Serenity Prayer. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is and not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy forever with Him in the next. I saw Anique in so many different ways, seeing her faith and endeavor to live out her faith. She gave of herself to others. Shortly after the hurricane that hit Southeast Raleigh, she joined others from our church to go out and to give water bottles and to do other things in the community. She gave herself to others. Anique is going to be greatly missed. And no matter what good prayers we can come up with, no matter what songs we can sing, no matter what I can say, I can assure you of this, nothing can really take the hurt away right now because it does hurt. But here's what I would share with you. Grieve. Allow yourselves to grieve. Allow yourselves simply to come together and to be with one another. To hold one another. To hold her in your heart. Even as we endeavor to give her back to God for His everlasting care. What I would say to you is it hurts and we grieve. But we do not grieve as those who have no hope. And that really is the message today, because that's the peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, we are an Easter people, and we're living in the Easter season right now. Just a couple of weeks ago was Easter. Easter people are strange. They have a great faith. They have a faith that says the worst thing that ever can happen in life is not the last thing, because God has the last word on everything, and that word is life. And we say that word is resurrection. We know that this is not the end. Easter people live, have a faith to live. They just don't talk it, they live it. We are to live now in light of the way one day we know things will be, so we live nonviolently in a violent world. We live trustworthy, we tell the truth, we live exemplary lives, we live a righteous life. We are not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. We live our faith here and now, despite the calls, the persecution, the misunderstandings, the conflicts. We live our faith. Easter people live their faith. Easter people witness to their faith. And how do we witness to our faith? By loving one another. It was said of the early Christians, look, see how they love one another. And then the Christians would reach out to people who couldn't care for themselves. They'd bring them into the community. They would care for them. They would sit with them. They would hold them. They would be in with them in their dying moments. They would do things no one else would do. And there were those who said, look. Look at what those Christians do. There's no other way to explain what they do but that somebody was raised from the dead. And we say, yes. Someone has. And that's what it means to be an Easter people. Is that we know that person. We have a relationship with that person who has been raised. And Anique had a relationship with that person. And so even though it hurts and even though it is a loss, it will be hard to live with, we rejoice in knowing this. The greater tragedy in life is not to know that peace and not to have that relationship. But Anique had that peace. And it was just something in the way that she sang that song last week in celebration that communicated that peace to us. We saw it. You make everything beautiful. We saw her. And so now we come together and we hear Jesus say to us, I want to give you that peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not let them be afraid. This is the peace that surpasses all understanding.